Sermons from the Journey is an audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Rebecca Clark, pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Montpelier, Vermont, and blogging online at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
It's one of the miracles and mysteries of pop science that bumblebees fly. When you look at them, when you look at their big, clumsy, heavy bodies, hairy, big heads, totally not aerodynamic at all, and their little, frail, delicate wings, it seems like these creatures should not be able to get off the ground or off the flower petal. And yet somehow they do. Now I'm sure there's all kinds of explanations for that, but just common sense, just looking at bumblebees and any of our understandings of like best practices for flight, they violate just about all of them. On paper, or as we might understand them, bumblebees shouldn't fly. And yet they do. In the musical Wicked, which I would consider the gospel according to Stephen Schwartz, had he not already written the musical Godspell, which is literally the gospel according to Matthew, set to music by Stephen Schwartz. In the musical Wicked, the story is told of characters that we think we know from The Wizard of Oz, and it focuses on the main character, Elphaba, a woman who is born with a strange birth defect that has permanently tinged her skin green for some reason. And her magic school roommate, Glinda, at first they're adversaries, then kind of frenemies, and eventually friends. And these two women who study to be witches, good witches or bad witches, you decide. The musical invites you to consider what makes someone or something wicked. These friends come to a parting of the ways. These friends come to a moment when they have to decide. You see, things aren't what they seem. There are troubles in Oz. Those talking animals, you know, like lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Those talking animals don't have all of their rights recognized. The Munchkins are living under oppressive rule, and the wizard, like most politicians, is not what he seems, but just a man pulling some strings behind a curtain. And they have to decide how they're going to live in this world and in its imperfections and in its injustices. And one of them, Glinda, is pretty much going to work within the system. That's her gift. That's what she can do. But Elphaba, well, Elphaba's different. She's always been a little bit outside the system. And so she decides she's going to strike out on her own and she's going to try something different. She's been working for a while, literally, on trying to accomplish flight. She's been trying to get things like monkeys and broomsticks to fly. And she's also been trying to herself learn how to fly. And so in this wonderful climactic scene, these two women explore how they're going to live into this next stage. And Elphaba says, I'm through accepting limits because someone says they're so. Some things you cannot change, but till you try, you'll never know. Too long, I've been afraid of losing love. I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. Let it go, let it go. No, same singer, different musical. Still waiting on the mashup on that one. She says, I think I'll try defying gravity. It's time to try defying gravity, and you can't bring me down. Elphaba shouldn't be able to fly. She shouldn't be able to fly literally, but she also shouldn't be able to fly metaphorically. There are some people who don't have the legs up and the hands out that other people have been given. There are some people who are constantly shuffled to the bottom. There are some people who are outcasts, who have all kinds of things stacked against them, and like bumblebees, there's no way they should be able to get off the ground. And yet, like bumblebees, they fly. We're familiar with the passage I read as saying, "With God, all things are possible." And I think this statement is true. We could apply it across the board. We could apply it in all kinds of circumstances. But what I love is that where it comes to us is in this question about salvation. See, the disciples are greatly concerned by what they've just heard from Jesus. He has set up an impossible standard of personal holiness that they can't live up to, that they don't think anyone can live up to. So he has set this standard that is impossible to live up to. And they say, how then can anyone be saved? How can anyone's life be transformed? How can anyone have their relationship with God and with others set right and renewed? How can we have hope and new life? And it's in that context that Jesus says, God can do anything. With God, all things are possible. Those are limits that you say are so, but God does not say that so. All things are possible, but especially those things which save, which transform, which create new birth. Like bumblebees, like people, my friends, there are churches. There are churches that we look at, logically, that we look at on paper, that we look at through the limits that we say are so, and we think, there's no way this church can fly. We look at the size, literally, of the body that the church has to carry, this big, huge, clumsy, heavy body that we call this building. Ask the trustees who try to keep it in order, it can be a little hairy. It is not streamlined. It's hard to carry. And you are the delicate, fragile, beautiful wings that try to lift this behemoth off the ground. When you run the calculations, when you do the figures, there aren't enough of you. It shouldn't work. My dear friends, you are bumblebees. Trinity is a bumblebee. On paper, we shouldn't be able to do what we do. How can just a handful of volunteers run now the longest running and most affordable thrift store in the city of Montpelier? Or feed 100 people, give or take, every week, including on Christmas Day itself, for years? Or maintain a building that hosts not only worship services once a week, but opportunities for people to get food and clothing, to gather together support groups and 12-step groups and martial arts classes and choirs, handbell choirs and vocal choirs. How could just a small group of people do this? Support full-time ministry, by which I don't mean how much you pay your pastor, but how much you do. We talk in church circles now, just like in business, about right-sizing, which means balancing the resources and the debts and the expenses so that those things match. And yes, that's important to try to find that balance. But those are the limits that we think make churches work. And sometimes there are people and places and critters and churches that we can't explain how, but they fly. They defy expectations. They defy gravity. My prayer for you is that you continue to defy gravity. We have flown together for 6 years, maybe sometimes one or more of us felt like we were the Wicked Witch of the West. Maybe sometimes we were frightened or discouraged by the creatures of the woods. Maybe sometimes we looked at the tasks before us and thought, there's no way we can do this. But we've held on to that promise that God can do it, that with God all things, and especially those things which are salvific, especially those things that transform us, that restore us to relationship with God and one another, that lift us up, that give us hope, that give us new birth, that give us wings. Those things, all things, are possible with God. And so my prayer for you is that you continue to confound those who have expectations and limits that they say are so and fly anyway. That you continue to refuse the holding back and the holding in. That no matter how clumsy or flightless your ministry together seems, that you remember that the bumblebee still flies. My prayer for you is that you take the delicate, beautiful wings that you have, fragile though they may seem, and trust that with God they are enough to lift you up. May you continue always to defy expectation and to defy gravity.